Ladies and gentlemen, Texans and Tejanos, you are tuned to the show that talks the talk and walks the walk. It's Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your host, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without a donor or management-controlled muzzle or leash. Our Lone Star story of the day, well, it's all the 88th legislature. Bills banning sex and gender change therapies and procedures finally passes, as does the Save Women's Sports Act. Property tax relief gets a new House version and more in these waning days of the Texas legislature, the 88th regular session. The Lone Star Story of the Day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. Look out for your people and your bottom line by creating a more reliable and safer workplace with the drug or alcohol testing program from Allied Compliance Services. Visit AlliedCompliance.com, that's AlliedCompliance.com, or phone them at 800-411-6906, 800-411-6906, AlliedCompliance.com. We've got a little border news to get to in the stack, not too much today. And the big headline today for folks in Northwest Texas and those who have been around politics for a long time, former Congressman Charlie Stenholm has died. We'll talk about that in a moment. Listen to Pratt on Texas On Demand anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a podcast of today's show. That's a recording of the show and other interviews. And we've posted quite a few extra podcast-only interviews. In fact, in the last week and a half, 2 weeks, and that one with that I separated out, I mentioned yesterday with Bob Zimmerman. I actually listened to that yesterday. It's very different when you go back and listen versus when you just have the memory of conducting the interview. And no wonder my brain told me it needed to be separated off because it was very good. And then Zimmerman put it up on his his site behindtheblack.com. And he said, this might have been one of the best discussions between Robert and myself about the Enlightenment, about rational thought, about religion, and about critical thinking or the lack thereof in modern society. I strongly urge my readers to spend 26 minutes listening. It is well worth it. And I have to say, and not a bit bragging about me or anything, it is the things we need to be talking about. It is very good. That's free of charge. Just go to the podcast page at Pratt on Texas. It was posted yesterday. So that's the beauty of the podcast. Just go to that page. You'll see all the stuff there. And it's just like anything else. You just click on the play button beside the one you want to listen to. And you can listen to it right there on your smartphone or tablet, laptop, computer, whatever. All right, my friends. So that's at PrattOnTexas.com. Former United States Representative Charlie Stenholm, dead at the age of 84. He passed away in Granbury, where he's been living. And again, at 84 years of age, he was in office for a very long time. He was one of the old Democrats. They were the more elected back during Carter administration. These guys were the, quote, conservative Democrats. Folks, don't fool yourself. They were not conservatives. They were socially conservative, but they believed in welfare states and all these big government programs and everything else. And then the real claim to fame for Charles Stenholm was that he was one of the blue dogs who bucked the establishment and the leadership in his party and helped Ronald Reagan save the country in the first term. Now, by the way, they still negotiated for lots of pork and lots of other stuff. Let's not overdo it. But they were the people that went. Remember, Reagan had Democrat Congress, Democrat House, and they went with the president to help pass those early budgets in the first term. And Stenholm was one of the founders and sort of original group. Phil Graham came out of that. Of course, Phil Graham did what was right and resigned his position later and ran as a Republican, not changed in office or anything like that. Stenholm was always a Democrat, and he made his money off government. He stayed in it. He became a lobbyist for a long time and took a lot of farm subsidies while he was in Congress for the family farm. One D.C. insider today, I said, hey, do you know Stenholm? He said, what? I don't remember much about him except that he took a lot of agriculture subsidy money and lobbied for the horse meat industry. And this person was around in the Reagan administration, so it's interesting how soon things are forgotten. But he was a lobbyist with Olson, Frank, Weta, Terman, Matz, and big law firms and stuff. And he's lost that huge race against Naugebauer when he continued to remain a big Democrat and lost even the minority parts of Lubbock in that race, mostly against Congressman Naugebauer for the 19th Congressional District. It was one of the big spending and nastiest races in the country that year. I was very active in that. I was Republican chairman in Lubbock County and ran most of the strike force and all that stuff in that race. It is also the race where two of his aides tried to accuse me, went and committed perjury and swore out a police report that I assaulted them at an event. They never knew that there were witnesses around there. And they did it because they were angry. They thought they were at a pro-Democrat event. It was an ice hockey game. And when they both were there, Naugebauer was applauded massively by the crowd. And Stenholm was actually, it didn't get much applause except from, you know, a few dozen people there, and was actually booed. And they were very angry, and they came after me after that. It was just such a nasty campaign. But, you know, Charlie was, despite all the folksy old good old home guy, he was a Washington, D.C. operator and player, and he knew how the game worked, bare-knuckled. He wasn't afraid to put his teeth in somebody, and he was the big, big political figure in Texas, and particularly Northwest Texas, for a very, very long time. And despite the fact that I disagree with a lot of his policies, despite everybody calling him conservative, he voted for all the big government stuff, most of it, that's strangling us. You know, I had respect for Charlie Stenholm. He's disagree with him, but he's one of these folks who went all the way. You know, he didn't just halfway do it. He's survived by his wife, Cynthia, and children, Chris, Carrie, and Courtney, dead at 84. And that is the big political news in Northwest Texas today. Charlie Stenholm has passed away. All right, my friends, we've got a lot of other news to get to. How about this story out of Texas A&M University Commerce? Reported by WFAA, a professor is now working with students after in his class after he reportedly ran each of their final essays through this AI chatbot, this artificial intelligence computer thing called ChatGPT. And Jared Mum, the ag teacher there at A&M Commerce, gave them all an incomplete grade because he says it shows that the chat box wrote every one of them. That wouldn't surprise me. I've spoken with people recently said they're using this stuff all the time. And but A&M Commerce says no students failed class or were barred from graduation over it. Of course we can't. Though they say looking at it, some have been exonerated and others have had their grades issues. One student did admit using it to write the essay. So I wonder if A&M Commerce will do anything about that student now. Let me tell you the real secret these days. They just want to pass them through. The universities have become a joke. They just want the money. And they don't care, and they're more likely to get angry at the professor for even doing anything about it. And that, my friends, is a fact. The Port of Corpus Christi, now the largest U.S. oil export port by volume, is looking for a new chief, a new CEO. The longtime CEO there has resigned to Strawbridge. He said it's been in the works for a while, and it's a personal decision. He grew that thing 76.5%, the Port of Corpus Christi. I mentioned this recently. You know, we're living through this golden age in Texas, and people don't remember. From 2017 to 2022, he grew that port 76.5%. This is happening up and down. It's happening all over with a lot of big projects to come. Well done, Sean Strawbridge at Corpus Christi. Back in a moment.
He gets so much in during the show, you can handle a short break. Pratt's back in a moment.
My entire trip, hotels, food, transport, and fun for both Isabel and me to Dental Care's Dr. Sylvia Zuniga in Costa Rica cost us less than half my lowest dental work quote at home. I'm not alone in learning how much of a do-not-miss opportunity this is. A farmer from Crosby County had dental work needs that would have cost $25,000 here. He went to Dr. Zuniga Dental Care, a cosmetic dental specialist, by the way, and had all 28 of his teeth crowned, each shaped uniquely for him, and two root canals he needed, all for under $10,000. He had a great time, went to the Pacific Side beaches for a few days too, and his total hotel bill for the entire trip was under $1,000. Costa Rica is one of the hottest tourist destinations in the world. It's very safe, very easy to get around in, and not expensive to fly to from Texas, including on Southwest. If you want top dental work at affordable prices, learn more about Dr. Silvia Zuniga and Dental Care by clicking the banner at PrattonTexas.com. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
What happens if another party responsible for your injury doesn't step up to make your loss whole? How do you go about getting what you're owed for your loss? Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group can help get those responsible to actually accept and act on that responsibility. Ted Liggett does it every day with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
The name may be Specialty Trucks of Lubbock, but these guys have repeat customers across the country. Why? Because they save you serious money. Mike Crafton and Jason Duncan specialize in finding and reconditioning quality work trucks, including heavy-duty pickups, utility-bodied trucks, bucket trucks, and more. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock can get you the work truck you need and save you money. You can see inventory online at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com or request them to find the truck you need. Talk to Mike or Jason at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
If you want shallow chit-chat, dead air, and amateur analysis, you're in the wrong place. This is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, and here's your prepared host, Robert Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. We'll get to all the legislative updates, and there are big, important things. We'll get to that in a little bit. Let's have some more Lone Star State news. How about this? A Texas man, this reported by Breitbart in their Cartel Chronicles, Texas man pleaded guilty in federal court to luring a teenager to Mexico, where he and other gunmen kidnapped him and tortured him while demanding ransom from his family. This man, Sixto Gonzalez Jr., a Texas man, has a long criminal history, been tied to deadly home invasion and numerous robberies. So why wasn't he in prison? Working for the cartels, like so much of the crime that we see in the state now. He'll be sentenced in August. Lured a man from Alamo, Texas, a 19-year-old, so he's an adult. They always say teen. Doesn't matter, adult, teen, whatever. It's equally egregious to go with him to Mexico for a job opportunity. So they walked over in toward a house in Reynosa, and a group of gunmen and this guy beat him and restrained him and then demanded ransom from the family. A Harlingen man's pleaded guilty to smuggling a gun linked to the kidnapping of four Americans in Mexico. Roberto Lugardo Moreno Jr., of Harlingen, 42 years old, lied on a form buying a gun that he made a straw purchase is the point, and he's pleaded guilty to that. He was buying it for a Gulf Cartel member, and that gun was actually used in the killing of, remember, the terrible kidnapping there in Brownsville of those people. An Amarillo man that was attacked during a home invasion, reports KVII. That about 3:50 a.m. Sunday, a guy broke in his house while he was asleep. And the guy who did it is somebody he'd been a close friend hanging out with two or three times a week for the whole last year. But this guy instead attacked him and his dog with a samurai sword. They both ended up in hospital. The victim severely injured when he grabbed the sword to defend himself. And so the other guy's been arrested. Massive Texas dairy farm blaze, the big blaze up near Dimmitt, that Castro County, where 18,000 cows were killed. The state fire marshals ruled on this. It started with an engine fire in a manure vacuum truck cleaning part of the massive barn. It was that fire on April 10th was accidental. All right, my friends. Oh, that's another big story. Today in Texas history, 1902 in Goliad, a tornado killed 114 people. 1902 for you people who have been seduced into this idea that weather is now, it's more extreme than ever. It's also the date 1912 the USS Texas was christened, and in 1978, the Buddy Holly story had its world premiere in Dallas. It actually had special premiere in 9 different cities in Texas and Oklahoma on the 18th of May, 1978, including in Lubbock and Busey, Gary Busey, the star's hometown of Tulsa. Then it opened in Los Angeles on June 14th. This is the date in 1835, Dean Green DeWitt, impresario of DeWitt's colony in the early settling of Texas, died in Monclova, Coahuila, Mexico. He was born in Kentucky. Came being inspired by Austin's success in getting a land grant in DeWitt Colony, one of the early colonies here. He was out advocating for everything, went to Monclova, had to go that far just to go to our state capital, state of Coahuila y Texas. But he contracted a fatal illness, probably cholera, and died on the 18th of May. One for Green DeWitt. There might not be a Texas. There are a lot of these men that just way outside of fighting in a revolution or anything, laid the groundwork and did what it took. Oh, that den of iniquity that calls itself a coffee house in Wolforth, out the Lubbock suburb, Tumbleweed plus Sage Coffee House, the place that was keeping the drugs for girls. You could just come in and get them out of the... Remember that's a group, weren't they, that said, put it all online, you can just come in and get, was it abortion pills or something like that, or I don't remember. Had it available. They're doing it. They're going again. They're having a big, the Den of Iniquity there is having a Birds and the Bees pajama party. 7 p.m. Saturday, if any of y'all want to go with a bunch of perverts and go video it secretly. It'll be kind of fun. Get audio, too. It's called the Birds and the Bees PJ Party, an adult sex education and sex positivity events. Makes you wonder why all these lefty Democrats need sex education. I think they need a lot of sex education, don't they? They're all so confused. They don't know what a man is or what a boy is, a male or a female. They think men can be mothers and have babies and all that. I mean, they need this. The problem is they ain't going to get it at the Tumbleweed and Sage Coffee House. It says in big caps, free handouts. I wonder what that is. It says free handouts, demos, local art, and more. So I guess demonstrations of sex toys or something. I don't know. Because it says up there they're going to have sex toys. This is at a coffee house in Wolforth. Now, I would call that, at that moment, while they're doing this, under the state law, that should be deemed a sexually oriented business and should have to comply to all the rules for that. So let's see what they do in Wolforth. Indicted Austin PD officer Justin Berry's resigned from the state panel that oversees police standards. Austin American Statesman gleefully reporting yesterday evening that Justin Berry, who of course is a big candidate Republican for the state house too, that they say Abbott ignited a political firestorm in August when he announced Berry is one of 2 appointees to the commission. It's the Commission on Law Enforcement. With some calling it a calculated move to secure support from pro-law enforcement voters in his re-election campaign 6 months earlier in February 2022, a Travis County, that's the left-wingers in Austin that went after and convicted a man of murder for when he was engaged clearly in self-defense against these rioters in the streets and all of that. They indicted Berry. Remember, they also indicted 21 other police department officers. What's he indicted of? Did these officers, are they accused of roughing somebody up? Oh, no. The indictment is that they struck a person with less lethal munitions from a shotgun, the beanbag rounds. In other words, that's the purpose of the less lethal munitions when you're having riots. And that lefty George Soros district attorney, the un-American who should be removed from office, not because I politically disagree with him, but because he is part of the revolution against this country. That little dweeb needs to be removed in Travis County by voters, but they like it because this is what they believe in. And this is why it makes me angry that we will spend my money and your money to go down there and police the city of Austin and massively drop their crime rate. These leftists need to live in the hellhole they create for themselves. Well, Robert, what about the Capitol? That's fine. It's Capitol District. It's already got defined borders, extended out 5 blocks, and police the heck out of it. And the rest of it, let it burn from these rioters, if that's what they do. Because otherwise, people never have to change their behaviors. It's just like parents who do not discipline. If you do not face direct consequences for your decisions, you continue making bad decisions. So quit bailing these people in Austin out. They indicted these cops for trying to at least keep these riots somewhat under control. And, of course, they've been after Barry, and he got appointed after that anyway to the Commission on Law Enforcement. And now he's resigned. It was learned because they were going to consider the appointment in the Senate, and it became public yesterday morning. They were beginning the day. A messenger went to the microphone and announced he'd resigned and that Abbott requested senators withdraw the nomination. Abbott's spokesperson says, here in Texas, we back the blue. Justin Barry is a proven public servant who has selflessly worked to protect his community and his fellow Texans. In 2020, Texans experienced violent protests that wreak havoc on our cities. Law enforcement officers, including Justin, defended the Texas Capitol from criminal assault, protected the Austin Police Department headquarters from being overrun, cleared the interstate from being shut down and disrupted criminal activity in areas across the city. Many officers were physically attacked while protecting Austin. Those officers deserve to be praised, not prosecuted. Amen. Now, if you have an example and you have evidence that police officers were using that chaos to do horrible things to people, that's different. But that's not what happened here.
Stay in the saddle. Pratt on Texas will be right back.
Need attachments on your skid steer to street sweep, pallet forks, brush cutter, snow blades, or land levelers? West Texas Attachments can help you today. West Texas Attachments is your go-to on all skid steer attachments. Rent or buy, WestTexasAttachments.com has attachments for every type of skid steer job. Rock and brush attachments, manure forks for dairies and cow lots. WestTexasAttachments.com delivers when you need it. Go to WestTexasAttachments.com.
Why does keeping up with the news have to be so hard? It's like sorting through a mountain of garbage. We're here to change all that. 21st Century Watch Magazine. It's quarterly, conservative, and completely free. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com. We'll never sell your information. Cancel anytime. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com for your free subscription.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
I think one of the challenges that all small business owners are facing today is while they may be less than 50 employees, they're still competing with the big box companies that have full-blown benefit plans. Employers are looking for solutions, and my out-of-the-box thinking is providing a solution.
With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. HurleyBenefits.com.
Employers, are you needing to fill a position? I'm Michael White with Goodwin Recruiting. I can take the burden and headache off your plate and find the best candidate for you. Email mwyatt@goodwinrecruiting.com. That's M-W-Y-A-T-T @goodwinrecruiting.com. Email me for more information and let me know that you heard it on Pratt. Get the Goodwin team working for you. Email mwyatt@goodwinrecruiting.com. Connecting great people to great employers. That is the Goodwin Recruiting way.
Now, a man who understands that elected officials work for us. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Let's dive into the 88th regular session of the Texas Legislature as our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services, AlliedCompliance.com. Well, great news. They pushed this stuff till so late that it was worrisome. There are still very important bills they have not gotten done, like the DEI bill. But the bill banning these sex changes on children by so-called doctors and professionals, all to please the little parents, that has passed. And it's headed to the governor, and he'll sign it. Senate voted 19-12 to accept the House version of Senate Bill 14. Goes to the governor. It prohibits transgender, which is BS anyway, the term, youth from getting puberty blockers and other hormone therapy needed to transition. Nobody transitions to anything, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a man, you're still a man. If you're a male, female, you're still a female. This is a giant confusion of, well, it's chaos on purpose, but it's a giant confusion. And I know that gender dysphoria and there's psychological cases of this. I get all that, but it's still a confusion of masculinity versus femininity because it's an utter it's an utter stupidity. I mean, it's pure fantasy to believe that a woman becomes a man and a man becomes a woman. You're just talking about the age-old situation where some choose to live more in a, and it's a big scale of gradation to live as more feminine if they're men, and women that want to live more masculine. Think of how many lesbians and people that you see, and you may know, I know several, where one of the couples always butch male dressing and haircut like a man and has that attitude, and they call him the butch. I mean, that's what the ones I know have always called it. It's just this scale of gradation, which, by the way, runs into a whole issue of, is the homosexuality actually that or just a choice? Because if you're a woman and you're not attracted to males, why then is it so common to be attracted then to male stereotyping, to women who pretend and put on the image of a male? Same with the homosexual male movement. They used to constantly denigrate any of these bisexuals. They said, you're not homosexual. And also the feminine ones, because they said, that's why you saw in San Francisco back in the day all the leather and the extreme masculine look, the mustaches and everything, because that's the point. If you're homosexual, then you're attracted to men, to maleness, not to effeminate traits of a man. Now, obviously, you always have these scales in that stuff, where gradations of it. But it does make you question. It makes, if you really know anything about it, it makes you question a lot of the things that they claim. But it's very good. This is finally passed. The ACLU and a whole bunch of other people are going to start suing, and they think it's terrible. And all the newspapers keep telling you that that we voted to end health care for children. Nothing to do with health care. You can have a little boy their parents abuse by dressing him up in a dress all day long. Go, he gets all the health care in the world. We're just not going to give him this stuff to ruin him before he's of the age of consent, where he can't figure it out later in life and you can't go back on it. Texas Children's Hospital providing gender-affirming care and new whistleblower documents. Cameron Abrams at the Texan tells us there's a new report out from Christopher Rufo at the Manhattan Institute. Texas Children's Hospital has not even complied with its own publicly announced goal of ending its practice of sex transitions for children. They're partnered with Baylor College of Medicine. Houston-based Children's Hospital hosted a presentation on medical and psychological care of gender-diverse youth, showed guidelines on how to evaluate and apply the, quote, gender-affirming process. See, you don't affirm anything. You're lying to people. You're just screwing them up even more because you're telling the little boy, well, or little girl, you're really a boy. You're going to be a boy. We're going to do these things that just change the outset. This is no different than people who run away from their problems and then realize that no matter where they go, they're still there. You know, it's just the same. It's just the example of human behavior forever. And they go into this report, goes into all kinds of details about puberty blockers and cross-sex hormone therapy. Now, they had issued a statement saying they stopped this stuff a year ago, but apparently they didn't. Well, now it's going to be against statute. So not just an attorney general's opinion, rightly, that it's child abuse. Another big victory for sanity. Senate Bill 15, the Save Women Sports Act, which it applies to men too. It had all kinds of debate. It finally got passed, my friends. 93-49 and 10 Democratic lawmakers went along with it. Requires college athletes at public universities, can't do anything about the private ones. Sadly, some of them are masquerading as religious institutions, and they're actually hotbeds of some of the far-left anti-biblical teachings. But anyway, they're not public, so they're not owned by the government, the taxpayer. We can't do anything about them. But this bill requires college athletes at public universities, quote, who compete in intercollegiate athletic competitions to compete based on biological sex. Very good. So that protects, it's not just the men going to do the women's, it protects from the odd woman that wants to be in the male locker room. And what we've seen in Europe and here in prisons where they're accommodating this transgender stuff is that this is often used as a pretense simply to engage in both consensual sex and also rape and other things. And so it's very dangerous. New proposal in Texas House had put $16 billion toward property tax relief. You know, remember the lieutenant governor saying he would not compromise with the Senate's property tax cut plan? That's right. Said that several times. Said it on Lone Star Politics. It runs on NBC5 in Dallas and sponsored by the Dallas Morning News. Gromer Jeffers Jr. wrote about that some time ago. Well, we'll see what happens. Proposal passed by the Senate. This is Brandon Walton's at the Scorecard summarizing the proposal passed in the Senate would increase the homestead exemption from $40,000 to $70,000, allow seniors and or disabled adults to get an additional $30,000. The House's original version, it's not a handout. I mean, it ups the homestead exemption for them. Because they got kind of left out the last round when it went up. The House's original version, meanwhile, would limit how much the taxable value of a property can increase year by year by lowering the appraisal cap from 10% to 5%. Again, that won't do anything. Doesn't change anything because the appraisal doesn't set the tax amount. It's the tax rate set by the local governments that set it. You could double the appraisal. It's like what's going on in Callahan County. Big story. Everybody, my property went from, you know, they were, the comptroller came in, looked at everything, said they've been undervaluing. And by law, it's got to be a uniform. There's got to be uniformity. So they've had to jack rates it up. And everybody said, oh, my God, we're wiped out. And I remind you, the appraisal does not set your property taxes. None of that does. Your local commissioners, county, city council folks and people like that set the tax rate. And they'll get a new rate calculated as the no new revenue rate after all those changes. And they either raise taxes by adopting a new tax rate that's above that brings in more revenue from the same tax properties that were taxed the year before, or they keep it the same, or they go below it, which is a tax cut. There is nothing about the appraisals in aggregate across the board that causes your taxes to go up. So, you got about $12 billion in new property tax relief in both of these plans. The new House version that they're debating today increases the homestead exemption to $100,000 and lowers the appraisal cap to 5%. We'll see. Again, they're still trumpeting it being the biggest tax cut ever. It's not. Feland said it's $21 billion in relief. It's not. That's fuzzy math because it's $16 billion in new relief. The rest of that is to maintain the compression of school property taxes passed in the last session. It's not new tax cuts. We'll see what they come up with. I wonder if the Senate will go with any of the appraisal caps at all. I think after all that hard work in the previous sessions, they've learned that's not a good idea.
Pratt's back in a moment. After we hear from those who pay the bills.
When you need new tires for your vehicle, trailer, or truck, talk first with the pros at Williams Brake, Tune, and Tire in downtown Lubbock. Williams Brake, Tune, and Tire has taken care of our tire needs for years with the best of service and pricing. Whether it's work vehicles, fleet service, or just your passenger car or truck, they've got the tires you need at the right price. Get tires and full service from personal vehicles to fleets from Williams Brake, Tune, and Tire at 19th and Avenue A in downtown Lubbock. WilliamsBrakeTuneAndTire.net.
You are lucky. You know that? Every Thursday through Saturday for lunch and dinner and Sunday for that perfect traditional after-church lunch, you don't have to go far to enjoy homemade, fresh, mouth-watering fried chicken and chicken fried steak, fabulous veggies, served family style with yeast rolls, and unbeatable homemade desserts. The catfish is fantastic, too. Where? At Pratt's favorite, Bell's Chicken Dinner House at Ambler and the Winters Freeway in Abilene, of course. Visit Bell's Thursday through Sunday at Ambler and the Winters Freeway in Abilene.
Texas owned and operated for 109 years, Vista Bank has grown 83% in the last 3 years because of our amazing team members and clients. So thank you, West Texas, for your loyalty, trust, and for earning us, Texas's top Main Street lender, best of community banking, best Bank of Lubbock 3 years running, and best companies to work for. Looking for a local bank? Maybe it's time you make your move. Vista Bank, entrepreneurs banking entrepreneurs since 1912.
It's Texas that matters most on Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your Texan-in-Chief, Robert Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Before I run out of time and forget, I'll get back to the legislative news in a moment. I had some border news. Apprehension of migrants across the border between ports of entry began to increase dramatically in the final days of April. Border Patrol Chief said in the final 72 hours of April, they have apprehended 22,220 migrants. That's 7,406 per day. By the end of the month, they had apprehended a total of 182,114, according to the Border Patrol report. 35% of them were expelled under Title 42 that ended on May 11th. So even though these are huge, even with that expulsion rate, they're still massively unbelievable numbers. But that's how much were being immediately expelled under Title 42, which has now been done away with. El Paso led is the biggest area. That reported in Breitbart, and Bob Price and Randy Clark at Breitbart Border reporting record number of Chinese nationals showing up at the borders. They've apprehended nearly 10,000. Remember, this doesn't include the gotaways. They've apprehended nearly 10,000 who entered the U.S. between ports of entry during the first 7 months, and their 8,000 were single adults. The single adult apprehensions exceed the total of all Chinese migrants apprehended during the past 6 fiscal years combined. So all of a sudden, there's been this big move of people from China into, I guess, Mexico or other neighboring countries and across to our border. It's something to be concerned with, because while some of these people may be trying to escape China, remember, it's hard for them to get here. They've got to cross an ocean and all of that. How many of these people are plants? I mean, you know, you're talking about a government that is dedicated to the overthrow of U.S. hegemony and Western hegemony and all Western values, a brutal, tyrannical, communist dictatorship. Oh, and sadly, another child dies in Border Patrol custody. An 8-year-old migrant girl died, suffered a medical emergency at a facility in Texas. And that Wednesday, and that's the second child to die this month. While Biden has these things so full, nobody can even deal with these people. They're just packed. If I don't know if they have rafters, but they're packed all the way to the rafters. All right, let's get back to the legislature. Texas DEI bill puts university research funding at risk. The reason we still have stories like this one in the Dallas Morning News is because, unfortunately, our leadership hasn't gotten this ban on this institutionalized bigotry and political conformity. You have to actually make statements agreeing with the political positions of this movement. And they're trying to scare legislators away. And they keep coming up with these stories like this one in the Dallas Morning News that all of the grants will dry up. And they say that most federal agencies have built DEI into grant applications. So does that make it right? Isn't it amazing the hypocrisy of these people on the left? Because if you had anything whatsoever that required people in universities, researchers, professors, to do something very simply, to get a federal grant from the federal government, let's say you had to issue a statement that describing everything you're doing to promote the original founders of the country, their understanding of the country, the basic ideas of liberty and the Constitution and all of that, they would be the first people in court screaming that this is forced political opinion compliance and that it has no right to be there and how horrible it is. And yet, when it's leftist, all they do is defend it. It's crazy. And by the way, Senator Creighton is right. He told the Dallas Morning News that if federally funded grants require a DEI statement, that is compelled speech. It's a violation of the First Amendment. We just go to court and get rid of that. And that's exactly what we should do. Fight it back at every turn. And if it costs some of these leftists who are happy to go along with it, because I've had some college people tell me we've got to get rid of the DEI ban, that it's just awful. And I mean, we've got to get rid of it, period, these programs, because they're awful. Wasting so much of their time having to go to seminars and stuff that are all nothing but how to be a good little leftist. We should get rid of that, period. If it costs a little research money, good. I hope some of those professors that like that stuff leave the state. That's the other argument on a lot of this stuff you keep seeing, is that people won't come here. Good. People who want to turn their children, their little tiny boys, you know, prepubescent boys into girls and girls into boys, and would do these things. These are not the people who make a healthy society. Now, I'm not saying, I believe, you know, I'm one of these folks, we allow people to live and let live. The problem is, obviously, they don't live and let live because they try to force their beliefs on everybody. That's what DEI is, for example. But we also admit in our society that children are they're below the age of majority. They're not adults. They cannot make these decisions for themselves. And certainly little children are even below the age of understanding. They haven't even hit puberty yet. So it becomes the people, the state's role to protect them from these abuses. But I'm not afraid to say, I mean, I don't want to go around and, you know, like the left does and say, well, you believe this, thus you can't have a job and we're going to out you and you need to be fired from your employer, you know, unless you're promoting this stuff with my money in a public job or something, then you do need to be out of a job, just as you would, they on that side would argue that if you're promoting conservatism, you'd need to be out of a job in a public position. But the fact is, a lot of these things they keep telling us are going to hurt us because people won't come here. You know, you wonder if it never crosses their mind that a good number of us in the state, probably a majority, if you word it right in a poll, would say, good. I mean, these people are not good for society. It's not a healthy society. That doesn't mean we're trying to end their lives or put them in a prison or anything. No, we're just saying, look, we don't agree with you. Isn't that exactly their position about our views? Of course it is, and it's celebrated by the same press outlets. Disannexation passed. This is a very good thing. House Bill 3053, Carl Tepper was a co-author. Now, it doesn't let anybody annexed by a local city disannex. What happened was we passed a bill back in the 85th legislature that enacted reforms on municipalities and in the counties of population over 500,000 in this extraterritorial jurisdiction stuff. And they abused, and during the time, during the implementation of all of this, a lot of these cities went out and did stuff they shouldn't have done. And what this does now is lets people who were involved in that during that period of time to hold a disannexation election and pull themselves right back out. And that's a very good thing. We're still waiting, House members, on the bill on criminal enforcement of criminal offenses by district attorneys, criminal district attorneys, and county attorneys, so that these lefties can't decide they're going to over-prosecute one way but totally not prosecute others. It's a very important bill, Senate Bill 20. Senate Bill 20, and it's been over at the House. It didn't even get a first reading in the criminal jurisprudence, in the committee. It didn't get a first reading until yesterday. No, I take that back. No, this is worse. Until it came out of the Senate in the beginning of April, passed. Went to the committee in the House on the 17th of April. It's now the 18th of May, and nothing's happened to the bill in the House. Nothing. In other words, the leadership in the House is going to surrender our freedom. And by the way, well, I don't live in one of those cities. So what? You may do business there. You might be traveling through there. You want to be in prison? You want to lose everything in your life because of this stuff? What about all the elections that are stolen and other things where they refuse to prosecute? This is a real problem because the Democrat lefties have actually publicly announced that they're not going to follow the law and prosecute people. So there you have it, my friends. There was a little scandal in the House about Bonin, the former speaker, and his brother, who's the chairman of a committee and all that. And it turns the Quorum Report, and their gossipy sense reported it yesterday as breathless news. And it turned out to pretty much not have anything to it. Little egg on their face, which is always funny. Thanks for joining us. We'll keep you updated tomorrow, God willing. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God make us a people worthy of his blessings and a people who bless him. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pride on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.